written by David Howell in Hagerstown, Indiana. It was 12 o'clock midnight, the dawn of the day, when I turned on my radio to hear Mike O'Shea. The tubes were then warming, the dial it was set. Then through the stark silence, with my ears, a sound met. I was just nestled all snug in my bed, with a radio earphone attached to my head. And Mama in her kerchief had started to doze, when I heard the young disc jockey with the cold nose. Then later that night, there arose such a clatter, I checked my small earphone to see what was the matter. I readjusted the tuner to 1190, and back to the bed, I started to go. The moon was now low in the sky to the west, and O'Shea talked was soft and groove with finesse. What then, through my wondering ears, should I hear but the voice of Bob Sievers, our man of the year? And with him, a man with a voice clear and cool. I knew in a moment it must be Jay Gould. More rapid than eagles, the commercials they came, and the products they praised and detoured from flame. Now rush out and buy this. It's a must for your home. It's the world's largest seller from Fort Wayne to Rome. From the price of fresh eggs to the news of the day, how can two DJs keep on this way? Well, Gould gave the farm news, not a word did he muff, and then came the world news with air ace bobbed up. As dry leaves before a wild hurricane fly, so did the moments of this morning of mine. It was now time for the disc jockey shift, and the Sievers sighed off, signed off, sighed, and then sniffed. Then, o'er the speaker, as I knew I could, I heard the sweet sound of Jack Underwood. As I turned up the volume and toned down the sound, a golden record, Jack then spun around. When the music was finished and the record was through, it was proudly announced. This is Westinghouse Broadcasting, Group W. All through the show, nothing was lax. That was good entertainment, that show of Jack's. Next was the news with Bill Hartnett. Then up to bat was Don Chevalet. The music was swinging, the comments were funny. All afternoon, Don worked for his money. At the 6 o'clock hour, the world was just right. I knew because I'd been told by Abe Albright. Don Chevalet again made the scene. Time of the day, now 6:15. The 7:30 hour meant the end of Don's show and marked the spot for John Cigna to go. Fun, jokes, and music set the fast pace till the time was for hockey. Reporter Bob Chase. The game was now over. The time of Maya did fly. Again, Johnny spun the new record hits. Our Siggy Poos joked and gave us some kicks. He introduced Spotlight and then Mike O'Shea and brought to a close this remarkable day. But I heard him explain as I turned off the dial. Cigna puts that ever-loving cork on it for a Friday night. Hey, how about that? Well, we got a lot of poets out there.